another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery. Entrance to the Lawrence house on Center Street is lighted by an unshielded bulb. Beneath it stands a policeman. Suddenly a woman comes running up the porch steps.
What's the matter? Has something happened?
Do you live here, ma'am?
I'm Mrs. Lawrence's personal maid and housekeeper. I've worked for her for years.
Knew her pretty well, then.
Of course. What do you mean, knew her?
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, ma'am, but Mrs. Lawrence was murdered tonight, a couple of hours ago.
Murdered? Let me go in there. Let me go in.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Anything I can do to help, I'll be glad to do.
Yes, there is one thing you can do. Take me to the police station. Murder, is it? Well, I'll tell a thing or two now. And that's how it was, Inspector. I went out for a couple of hours tonight, with my regular night out. And when I came back, that policeman refused to let me in.
I see. Well, Miss...
Just call me Agnes, please, sir. People have for so long now.
All right, Agnes. Now tell me. How long were you gone tonight?
Not more than a couple of hours, Inspector.
I see. Everything was all right when you left?
Perfectly. Everything was fine. Except that I never did like the idea of her seeing him again. I believe she was expecting him tonight, after I'd left.
And just who is him?
Why, her husband, I mean. They were divorced some years ago. He was a friend.
And Mrs. Lawrence was seeing her husband again?
The last few nights, sir. All of a sudden, unexpected-like, Mrs. Lawrence came in one night and told me her husband was coming for dinner. I told her then I didn't like it.
Was there any trouble?
Not a bit, sir. In fact, things went too well. In fact, I believe Mrs. Lawrence was getting a bit soft on him again, and after all these years, too.
Tell me, where does he live?
Over in Cranville. He's lived there for over a year now.
That's about 15 miles away, isn't it?
That's it, sir.
Well, he could have driven that and been back in time for an alibi. Tell me, did anyone else know that Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence had become friendly again?
Not a soul, sir. It was a secret that just the three of us knew. But if you want my opinion, it was him that poisoned her. Must have been him. There was the very devil in that man.
Agnes, up to a point, I believe you're right. But because of just one thing, one mistake in your story, I'm going to hold you for the murder of Mrs. Lawrence.
The inspector has a good reason for holding Agnes for murder. Do you know what it is? We'll tell you in just a minute. But first... Now, back to our 5-minute mystery and the murder of Mrs. Lawrence.
Me? Murder? I wasn't even home when she died.
Agnes, I know it was you who murdered Mrs. Lawrence. When you saw her and her husband becoming friendly again, you believed it would affect your inheritance. How do I know you're the murderer? For just one good reason, Agnes. I specifically gave orders that the method of murder would not be discussed with anyone. You yourself said that Mrs. Lawrence was poisoned. Only one person could have known that. The murderer himself.